Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Yeah, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. With, of course, me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, I'm back on Drive Time on Monday from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin today's podcast by looking back on Saturday evening's live commentary of Crystal Palace against Liverpool. Here is how the game unfolded on TalkSport.
Slappers picked the pocket of Alexander-Arnold, and he's found Mateta, and from 6 yards out, Mateta hammers the ball against the crossbar. It's another nightmare moment for Trent Alexander-Arnold, and Mateta should have put Crystal Palace in front. How did he miss?
Well, that is the best chance of the first half so far.
Anderson with the breaking pass out to the right-hand side, and Elise's got some space here up against Robertson. Elise with a left-footed cross. Great delivery all the way along the six-yard line. It was beyond Mateta, and Schlapp, who was coming in late. Any connection, and Crystal Palace are in front. Playing the ball out to the right. Alexander-Arnold with a cross. Jota with a first-time attempt, and then it's been hammered against the bar by Salah. Guaita was beaten. Salah with a left-foot shot. Can only find the woodwork. And there goes the full-time whistle. Much to the frustration of the Palace players who surround the referee, believing there should be time for the corner. It finishes Crystal Palace 0, Liverpool 0.
And following the game, TalkSport caught up with Patrick Vieira and Jurgen Klopp.
Patrick, a good point for your side. Are you slightly disappointed not to win the game?
No, it's a good point. I think both teams had the chances to win the game, even if both teams didn't create very much. So I think the draw is a fair result. Against Liverpool, we needed to be in our best. And I think today, a lot of aspects of the games was really good for us. And we take the points, and this is something that I'm happy with.
I guess the one big chance really was the Mateta one against the crossbar. Will he be disappointed not to score?
He's really disappointed. You can look at his face when he will come out. He's disappointed because he knew that he should score, and he was unlucky for us. He didn't take his chance, but you know, it's about the confidence that we need to rebuild from those players, because we have the quality, we have those opportunities. So it's important for us to take them, because you know, when you don't create very much, especially against those teams, you need to take those chances.
Wilf Zaha back in training, I think, on Friday. Is he close to being able to play now? And how big a boost will that be? How much have you missed him?
Yeah, he's close to come back. He will start training with the team on the Monday, and that will be the second week with the team. And then we will see at the end of the week how he's going to cope with that.
Jurgen, just give us your assessment of your team's performance tonight, please.
Yep, was okay. We have a point, which is... So I know we have an insane record here at Crystal Palace, but I actually never knew exactly why, because the games were always super difficult. But usually we score from a set piece, and the second goal is a counter attack, and we didn't score tonight. That's obviously the main difference. Apart from that, Palace had hit the crossbar, but had no other shot on target, which is a good sign. Because when we won here 2-0 or whatever, they had much more shots on target, for example. So I understand that somebody, some people will not be overly happy. I'm not over the moon about it, but I'm okay with it. And from here we go.
Was the clean sheet the big positive of the night?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's always a big positive. And yeah, it was tough. We could have... Look, our first switch was... mishit out. Our first long ball in behind was out. After that, we didn't switch anymore and didn't play a long ball anymore. So if you don't threat a compact opponent like Crystal Palace tonight in behind, you have to play always in between. So yes, a few balls we lost unforced, I would say. We mishit and mispass, whatever. And other balls, they won the challenge. So that was too often the case. So you don't get really in a rhythm. But we had in the first half, you might remember, there was no atmosphere. Because, and if then the people were not happy with what they saw, then it was always the same. When we had to tune it up the last 10 minutes, the stadium is rocking and then boop, 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 they're coming. Last year, I think it was here when they changed in half time to 4-4-2 and we... The runs in behind, we didn't really react particularly well, but in the end we won the game, so nobody really speaks about it. And then tonight we did a lot of things good, but it was not brilliant. So, point. Let's carry on.
Is it about rebuilding a little bit of confidence?
Yeah, it's confidence. I don't know. It's a conviction, everything a little bit. So, but I see a team who wants. They really want, and that's all I need. And from there we go. And it's that this is a not will not go in the history books as the best season we ever played. We know already. So now let's make the best of it, what we can make, and we will see what it is.
Just last one, Trent obviously going off. Was that an injury problem or was that tactical?
No, give him a rest. Trent plays all the games. Yeah, plays all the games there and all these kind of things. So now we thought, okay, come on, leave Millie on the pitch and take Trent off. Yeah, Diogo Jota was not cannot play 90 and these kind of things. But I think we came all through without major issue.
Now, TalkSport 2 also brought you live and exclusive commentary of a huge relegation six-pointer as Leeds welcome fellow struggler Southampton to Elland Road. Here's how that game sounded on TalkSport 2.
We are off and underway in the big one at the bottom, live on TalkSport 2, 19th against 20th, just a point between them. Brilliantly controlled by Stuart Armstrong, who shoots right-footed and steers it wide. Leeds win it back, edge of the area, Aronson shoots, and he's dragged it, rolled it wide of goal. Nonto calling the penalty area for Leeds, he's set up first on the overlap to Dink in a high delivery, Bamford underneath it, heads it back across, Aronson's there, couldn't smuggle it home.
Shocking defender. Joe, you know, how many opportunities do they want? The ball's bouncing in that six-yard box, across the six-yard line. Just put your foot through it.
Now some of it. Toying with the Southampton back line. Lovely ball in field. Little flip by Harrison. Firpo shoots! It's in! Leeds lead! Junior Firpo with his first Premier League goal! Elland Road has come alive! And the Javi Gracia era might be about to get off to the perfect start! Harrison, brilliant play to escape Maitland Niles, and he's heading straight to the corner flag. The final whistle blows, and Javi Gracia makes an immediate impact at Leeds United. Victory in his first game in charge for Leeds, a first Premier League win since November the 5th. It's finished Leeds United 1, Southampton 0.
Now, with all their reaction to Saturday afternoon's football, here's Jamie O'Hara and Gabby Agbonlahor on game day phoning.
Everton 0, Aston Villa 2. A huge win for Aston Villa, which gives them an extra 3 points in the table and moves them even further away from the relegation zone. But for Everton, a terrible result.
Not getting Calvert-Lewin fit or not having him available for the rest of the season or his injuries could be the reason you go down, because you need a striker who can score goals. Because Mopai, for me, like he says, he's definitely a championship striker. There's a reason why Brighton let him go when they were short on strikers. He's just not good enough. Sims, it's hard to put the pressure on him. A young lad who's doing his bit. But you've got to get Calvert-Lewin fit. You have to.
He's made of glass.
He's made of glass. He's in every time I watch him play next week. He's out injured.
I like Everton, man. It's a shame.
What do you mean you like?
No, I just like Everton. Like when you play,
because we grew up playing against them. When you played against them,
Tom, you always in a tough game. Like the fans are close to you. You're getting all sorts of abuse off the fans, putting you off your game. You know, you had the Tim Cahill's in there, the Lescott.
He never got any stick. He was always on the bench. What are you talking about?
I absolutely
agree with you. I hated playing at Goodison Park.
Oh.
Loved playing there because it was a great place to go and play. But when you're out on the pitch, them 90 minutes you hated. Because they was on you. But they look soft now, Evan.
Yeah. It's Leicester 0, Arsenal 1, and this goal has been coming. Checking the goal, as they always do. Possible foul. Oh, the referee has decided that it's not a goal.
Wow.
I'm struggling to understand that. I'm sure we'll get communication from the authorities.
We need communication on that one because we've watched it three or four times and I cannot see a foul and nothing significant. There's physical contact, but it's a corner. There's going to be physical contact. I couldn't see a foul from any. It says a Ben White foul and I honestly cannot see. I can't see anything, really.
Jamie, I've got to talk about that disallowed goal.
Go on.
We were in shock, weren't we, watching it?
I couldn't believe it.
How they've given a foul by Ben White on Danny Ward, the goalkeeper. Like, it's half turning into basketball where you can't even touch anyone. That's not a foul 5 years ago.
No, it's never been a foul.
That's never been a foul. There's not, you can't even touch the keeper a little bit now. And the referee going over to VAR
to monitor
and looking at it and actually giving a foul. He's lucky that Arsenal won the game because I'm sure Mikel Arteta would have probably been chasing a referee around the pitch if they hadn't got that win. Because it's a shocking decision and football's getting too soft. How's that a foul? This ain't basketball, it's football. You're allowed a bit of a touch.
No, I agree with you. I mean, it was woeful, VAR. But, honestly, how many shows have we done where we sit here out there and we come in and watch a game from 3 o'clock and every single time there's a VAR decision that we're looking at going,
keeper
what is
go
going
down?
On?
What keeper is going punched on? It.
He flapped.
I hope he's not fighting tomorrow. He could have punched anything, that keeper, honestly.
To the weekend sports breakfast show now. Tony and Natalie were joined by former Manchester United striker Teddy Sheringham. The ex-England frontman gave his thoughts on this afternoon's Carabao Cup final as Manchester United take on Newcastle United. A game, of course, you can hear live on TalkSport.
Both clubs are firing on all cylinders, aren't they? Yeah, I've got immense congratulations for Eddie Howe for what he's done at Newcastle. Hasn't gone out and spent silly money. He's brought the players in that will get the squad to the next level and then maybe go even bigger once they're in that Champions League spot, maybe. But I think he's done brilliant for Newcastle. The fans are loving life up there. You get the vibe that, you know, everyone's right behind Eddie. And I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I wouldn't like to call it. I think there's winners on both sides that could turn a game. So it should be a fascinating game.
Clement Turpin pulls time on the game and Manchester United are through to the last 16 of the Europa League after beating Barcelona.
I mean, if they'd have lost the game, there would have been, you know, some shoulders down for Friday morning, Saturday morning, and then you've got to pick the players up. But they'll be absolutely buzzing. They'll be on cloud nine. The fans will be expecting. And I don't see any problem with fatigue at all. Mm. Not now, because they'll be flying.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
To fight night now, and the team continued the build-up to this evening's live and exclusive TalkSport commentary of the enormous bout between Jake Paul, the YouTuber, and Tommy Fury, the reality star. The team spoke to some of the biggest names in boxing who gave their thoughts on tonight's mahoosive fight.
Well, John, interesting events out there. It got a little bit heated towards the end.
We're heated people, Spencer. We love it. We thrive on this. Look at Tommy, who's up, ready to go. We can walk through walls. When the Furies get to this point, there is no stopping a Fury. Look, am I right? I could go. My boys could go. We're ready.
Yeah, listen, John, speaking to Tommy earlier in the week, he was full of confidence, and he said to me, Spence, listen, you know me, I'm a boxer, he's a YouTuber. Do you really believe this will go past four rounds? The confidence was there. And did you see anything in the body language up there today with a pair of them? Because Jake seemed quite quiet.
Jake was quiet because he had no other choice than to be quiet. Tommy was up for it. If he'd have flinched wrong, Tommy'd have got at him there and then. I said, rein him back, son, wait for Sunday night. I've looked in that kid's eyes, that kid don't want it. Don't put the kettle on because you'll miss it.
Listen, John, you've got to give us a final prediction. Will we hear the final bell? How does Tommy Fury win?
Feeding time for Tommy. Knockout. No points. Trained to knock him out. That's what's going to happen. Sunday night, knockout in Derrier on Jake Paul's expense.
Well, Tyson, that was very interesting up there. Things got very heated. Yeah. What do you make of it all?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I'm having an absolute ball. My dad's the most entertaining man in the world, I think. Give him a job on Broadway, because he is a one-man show.
The old man really was getting into it. We saw him up there, actually, on the press conference. They talked a lot about, actually, putting a winner takes all or nothing on there. What happened with that bet, by the way? Did they do that?
Yeah, they've done it. My dad shook the manager's hand, and it's all or nothing. Double
really?
Or nothing.
Really? So it's all on. That's the confidence.
Yeah, it's on.
What has Tommy been doing in his training in the build-up to this one? Because he looked in, he looked phenomenal shape. We've heard he's been knocking people out. Talk to us.
Been knocking out everybody. Right. Everybody. Right. And he'll knock Jake Paul out tomorrow as well.
Do you see anything in Jake Paul that could bother Tommy Fury at all?
No, nothing.
Nothing. No.
Tommy Fury knocks him out cold.
And I've got to be honest, Prince Khalid and his crew, Skills Entertainment, have filled their boots in the build-up to this. They've clearly made it a mega event. They've fully invested. We've witnessed the arrival of so many stars. You know, a pantheon of boxing, modern boxing stars out there for what is going to be a fascinating event. Whether it delivers on the thrills and spills in that final 24-minute fight between Tommy and Fury and Jake Paul, we don't know. But Jake Paul has managed to harness the help of the Saudi Arabians for this in Diriyah, and it's a fascinating event. We're all rubbernecking. It's two novices. We've got to that point in the week. We're back in tomorrow, obviously. Mm-hmm. We got to that point where you feel like you've turned every little pebble and shell over with every theory. Yeah. You bring them closer and closer and closer. And now it looks like an even fight to me, even though my head is telling me that on paper, if Tommy Fury does what he has learnt since he was a little boy, he ought to win the fight.
From seeing enough on the camera this week, Tommy Fury is emotionally invested. Highly emotionally invested, as we saw today. When those boys went at it on the weigh-ins today, he is absolutely pumped up emotionally, which tells me he's going to come for a fast start in this particular fight. And I can see this getting quite messy. A lot of people are saying, I see this knockout, I see that knockout, who you're backing for this and who you're backing for this. And listen, we want to see an explosive moment and that. And it would be fitting to have a viral moment because these boys live on social media, of course. I just see it going the distance and there being both hands raised at the end. And everybody's in up in awe saying, well, Tommy did enough, or Jake did enough, and Jake did better than I thought he was going to do, or Tommy wasn't this. And then we go again, and they'll make even more money the second time around.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'll be back on Monday afternoon at 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak, Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.